with, and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring the absent members.
All those in favor of Senator Betzel's motion indicate by saying aye. Opposed, the motion prevails. Our chaplain this morning is Reverend Eileen Blanche from the Rivers of Living Water Christian Center in Lake City, Minnesota.
Thank you, Dennis. Okay, let's just all take a minute and focus on God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day and for the beautiful sunshine and the warm weather and for all the great little kids that we saw rushing around outside that kind of made us jumpy, God. But now, Lord, I ask that you would just bring us back in focusing on you, thinking about government, and thinking about how we can serve you better and serve the people in the land. Lord, I just especially thank you for the opportunity of meeting so many senators today and understanding, Lord, that they have been handpicked by you, that they are special agents and special messengers to provide for and to take care of the needs of the people and the beautiful state of Minnesota. And so, Lord, as we have our heads bowed before you, I ask that you would bring your mighty arm that is not so short that it cannot save, and that you would come and touch each one of them today, that you would touch this Senate House and individually each senator, Lord, that you would provide them with wisdom from on high to make very wise and godly decisions. Lord, I not only ask for them, but I ask for their staff and for everyone, Lord, who is working here. Lord, I also ask that you protect their families, that you watch over them, and that you bless them exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond all that they could ever ask or think. In your name, Lord, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
The secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzold, Bonhoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fischbach, Phoebe, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Jungbauer, Koch, Kielash, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Pogemiller, Pretner, Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vanderveer, Vickerman, Wieger.
The quorum is present. We'll proceed to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Betzold.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the committee reports printed in today's agenda.
On Senator Betzold's motion to approve the committee reports as printed in today's agenda, all those in favor indicate by saying aye. Opposed, the motion prevails and the committee reports are adopted. We'll proceed to the sixth order of business. Secretary will give the Senate bills are second reading. And note that they're on today's agenda. Second reading. We'll proceed to the seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. They're listed in the agenda. There is one bill, second reading. Eighth order of business, under motions and resolutions, we have several authorship motions. We'll take those as one motion. All those in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye. Opposed, the motion prevails, and the authorship changes, additions are adopted. Under motions and resolutions, we have several senators to have motions regarding their bills. Senator Erickson Ropes, are you prepared to make your motion?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move that Senate File 540, it's number 46 on general orders, be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes.
And Senator Erickson-Ropes, have you talked with the committee chairs?
I have.
Okay. On Senator Erickson-Ropes' motion that Senate File number 46 on general orders be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes, all those in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye. Opposed, the motion prevails. Torres Ray. Yes, Torres Ray is too. Senator Torres Ray, you have a motion to make?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that Senate File 1513 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Business, Industry, and Jobs. And this is my bill.
And Senator Torres Ray, you have talked with the chairs of the affected committees?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I have.
Okay. Senator Torres Ray has moved that Senate File number 1513 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Business, Industry, and Jobs. All those in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye. Opposed, the motion prevails, and the bill is transferred to Business, Industry, and Jobs.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senator Bonhoeff.
Mr. President, I move that Senate File number 131, which is number 1 on general orders, be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Bonhoeff has moved that Senate File number 131, number 1 on general orders, be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. All those in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye. Opposed, the motion prevails. They're not here. So you'll note that there are five resolutions on the calendar. There are three resolutions. They'll be referred to the Committee on Rules. And remaining on motions, we will proceed to Senate bill introductions. There are two changes to note. On page 2, Senate File 1674 will be referred to the Committee on Finance. And on page 6, Senate File 716, add the name Senator Anderson to the authors. Senator Betzel.
Mr. President, I've been asked by the front desk to make an announcement. On behalf of the front desk members, I hope you will listen up. Members, I'll confess that when I was in fifth grade, I got a D in handwriting. It's the lowest grade I ever got, but I did get a D. When I sign off on bills, I print my name so the front desk can read it. Members, there are a couple of people who scribble their names on, and the front desk cannot figure out what name has been scribbled onto a bill. And this happens with a couple. It happened for the bill introductions today. So members, please write legibly when you sign a bill. I will repeat, please write your name legibly. We have a couple of people who scribble their names on, and we are not able to figure out whose name it is. I will repeat it once more. Please write your name legibly. Mr. President, I see we have one other motion to make. I'll defer to you, and then we do have a couple announcements to make.
Remaining on motions, Chair recognizes Senator Vandeveer.
I move that Senate File 1429 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and re-referred to the Committee on Education.
And Senator Vandeveer, have you talked with the committee chairs?
I talked with one and I think two. Yes, we did. And the, do you want a brief explanation? Or no?
On Senator Vandeveer's motion that Senate File 1429 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and referred to the Committee on Education. All those in favor of that motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion prevails. Senator Betzold.
Mr. President and members, the Senate is going to meet next Monday again at 11 a.m. However, we will recess today's session to the call of the chair, and the reason why we're recessing is to get an addendum for committee reports. At this time of the session, we have to move a lot of bills around in order to meet the first deadline for next week, so we will be meeting needing to recess to get that addendum, to get the bills where they have to get to. We will only need a few members on the floor for that. I don't know what time the addendum will be available, so members have an interest in it. We'll stay tuned for that. We will be recessing shortly, so I will stand for any announcements of Senate interest at this time.
Announcements of Senate interest. Senator Fischbach.
Mr. Chair, would Senator Betzold yield?
He will yield.
I am just wondering if we could have an advance notice on when we're coming back, since there's lots of folks missing. And Senator Betzold indicated that there was not a timeline, but we do need some advance notice on that, an email or something, and I'm wondering if we could get that half an hour, 45 minutes before we come back.
Senator Betzold.
Yeah, Mr. President, I've noted in the past few times when we've had to recess, Senator Pogamil's office usually sent out an email notice. I'll request that they send out an email notice at least a half an hour prior to the actual convening of the session, so that we have notice for those people who are interested in the session. So we will ask the Majority Leader's office to send an email notice out at least one half hour prior to the convening of the session.
Okay. Further announcements of Senate interest? Senator Betzold?
Mr. President, if there are no other announcements of Senate interest, I will move the Senate stand in recess to the call of the chair later today for the purpose, again, of accepting reports of committees to move bills to their other designated location. So, again, if there are no other announcements, I will move a recess of the Senate to the call of the chair.
Senator Betzold has moved a recess to the call of the chair. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The Senate is in recess. The Senate will be in order, and without objection, will revert to the order of reports of committees, and those reports are listed on the addendum. The Chair recognizes Senator Betzold.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the committee reports printed in today's addendum.
Senator Betzold has moved adoption of those committee reports printed in today's addendum. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll proceed to vote. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. The motion prevails, and the committee reports are adopted. Senator Betzold. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate file numbers 811, 1449, 484, 137, 1012, and 99.
Second reading. Senator Betzold.
Mr. President, then I move that the Senate adjourn until Monday, March 23rd, 2009, at 11 a.m.
And the following members will be excused before I take that motion. Senator Stumpf, Clark, Pogamiller, Phoebe, Metzen, and Cohen, and Senator Senjum.
Mr. President, thank you. I renew my motion.
Senator Betzold has moved that the Senate adjourn until Monday, March 23rd at 11 a.m. All in favor of that motion, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. The Senate is adjourned.